Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I just spoke with a gal earlier. I got an email from Home Depot to do a survey to receive a product from them at $5 shipping. And when I went to my account, I literally just did this 5 minutes ago. When I went to my account, there was a charge of $59.89. So I went to the customer service phone number. It sent me to you guys, and it's actually for something completely different. And I didn't even agree to get that product. Mm-hmm. It was for a Home Depot product. And I wanted to be refunded, and I asked her to speak to a supervisor, and then I got hung up on. So I wanted to be refunded of the cost that was charged to my account that I did not even agree to for mm-hmm. a product that I wasn't even looking at. If that makes any sense to you. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Shiloh Tkachuk.
Okay. And will you please verify your mailing address?
Sure. It's 36 Johnston's Drive in Kalispell, Montana. And the area code is 59901.
Okay. And I do have that account, and I show where you there was a charge for $59.89, and it's saying that where you entered into the giveaway to win a prize. And
yeah, it was for the Dyson, but I did not sign up for the product that the gal was telling me about. So okay. She's like, well, there's a $5 reinserting fee, and I'm like, no. That's something that I won't pay. Like, I didn't sign up for that. I didn't agree on that. I didn't even hit the agree button for that. And so I wanted to be refunded the full $59.89.
Okay, if you will hold for just a moment.
I literally just did it like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, hold just a moment, please.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here just trying to review that account. Hold just a moment.
Yeah, no worries. And I got another email right here from, it was from Home Depot.
Okay.
So it was kind of evidently misleading, but.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Hold just one moment. I'll be able to review that for you. Okay, ma'am. So, yes, I do see where she did go ahead and cancel the account. So, yeah, I can Hello, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you better
okay.
now. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry about that. But I do see where she canceled the account, but I can go ahead and refund that full amount for you. So let's see if you will hold for just a moment.
Yeah, no worries. That those I got a quick clicking on those because those things, I don't know, that's tricky. You know, Home Depot sends you something and then you do the survey and then it says process your survey, and then I looked at my account to make sure that the $5 shipping fee went through and it was $59.89. I'm like, what in the world is that?
Okay. Okay, hold just a moment. Okay, so yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get that refunded. So, you know, since you just did it, if it doesn't show, you know, like immediately, if you allow at least 3 to 5 business days, because it is showing that it went through on our end.
For the refund. For the $59.89?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, it's not showing up yet.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Because it's not settled yet, but we did go ahead and process it. So if you would allow at least 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for doing that. That was very misleading. Not misleading on your part, probably on Home Depot's part.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. But I do apologize for that. But we did get that refunded. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.